All right, Frank, take it away.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Tracy. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Ambit National Business Builder Call. My name is Frank Schmaling, National Consultant. I've had the privilege of being with Ambit since July 18, 2006 as the first Ambit consultant, and I am so thrilled that Brian asked me to be able to get on here and speak with each and every one of you tonight. And I'm even more thrilled that I got one of my good friends, one of my Ambit sisters, who's going to help co-host, who's going to go and talk with me this evening, none other than the incomparable executive consultant, Tracy Tidwell. Tracy, are you there?
I am, Frank. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, and I am excited to be able to co-host tonight's National Business Builder Call with you. And we've got a chock full of different information we want to share with everybody tonight. And so I'm just excited. I wanted you to say hello.
Yes, thank you so much. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm executive consultant out of Crosby, Texas. Started my business in 2011. I was not one of the first ones to get in, but here I am loving this business. So, Frank, thank you for allowing me to co-host with you tonight. And I know we want to talk to the people today about the laws of leadership, but I also, you know what, one of the things that I know that some of the people on the call are just dying to know that weren't on the SC training yesterday that you guys did, we are dying to know what you talked about. So Frank, would you tell us what y'all talked about yesterday on the SC training?
Absolutely, absolutely. Wow, what a great day of training. I mean, we had so many incredible different things. You know, here's what I want to share with everybody. Make sure you understand this. Even as a national consultant, there are so many notes that I took from yesterday's speakers, and I learned so many new things. And so I'll give you a little recap. It was just such an exceptional day of training. I mean, I got to give, you know, kudos to the team at corporate for all that they did between Irene and Kristen and Lalani and Jessica and, I mean, just everybody, Anne Marie and everybody that just, you know, Daryl, obviously, we want to make sure we don't leave Daryl out too. But yesterday's training was just absolutely fantastic. And there were so many great notes to take away from. I mean, it was, you know, my hand actually hurts a little bit. I thought I had a little bit of carpal tunnel there from writing so much. But, you know, as I was saying, even as a national consultant, I learned so much. But more importantly, I got to listen to other leaders speak and to hear some of the incredible testimonies. You know, it was exciting. We were opened up by senior consultant Roberta Rebello. And to hear her talk, and she was the first Brazilian to be able to, you know, open up the training. She was so excited and so proud of that. But her testimony was just absolutely fantastic. And it was exciting, you know, to see those next level of leaders that are coming out into Ambit. And so if you're a marketing consultant or a regional consultant, you know, you want to make sure you get up there to the senior consultant position so that you can jump on these calls. And if you're an executive consultant, obviously the goal is to be able to share your information and share with the senior consultants that are coming up. And so, you know, it's it was just such an exciting day. You know, Scott Hudson talked to us a little bit and kind of sharing some values and things that he was talking about, you know, with the company, and it was just exciting to hear him as our leader. He's obviously our corporate leader, and so it was thrilling to be able to listen to him speak to us, you know, and share with us a little bit. But I have to give so many shout outs to all the different leaders that jumped on there and were sharing so much between Rose, National Consultants Rose and Kevin Duncan. I mean, they shared so much on how to maximize the comp plan, you know, how to master the art of invitation. And then Maksud Mir did a phenomenal job of talking about gathering customers. And literally the day was just chock full of information. National consultants Jim and Kim Mason talked about what it takes in the anatomy of an EC. And then Jim had a great slide, and I'll share this on the Power of Three. I took a picture of it about, you know, Jim is probably one of the great foremost leaders in our business about personal development. And so he had a list of different books that he has all read through and shared with everybody to kind of take them to that next step, you know, with regards to that. And then the funniest moment to me happened was executive consultant Regina Rybarczyk. And I hope I said that right, Regina, but Regina had a great statement, and it kind of made me chuckle because she talked about her testimonial, and she said though something that really struck a chord with me, and it was really, really funny statement. She said Ambit ruined her plans, and I kind of laughed at that because, you know, most people will be like, well, wait a second, you know, when you hear the word ruin, that means negative. And for her viewpoint, it wasn't a negative, it was a positive that, you know, Ambit has changed her plans, her retirement plans, her thought process with regards to what she was going to be doing. And so it was a great moment to hear that. And it really made me chuckle because, you know, Ambit's going to ruin a lot of people's plans. And that's a good thing because we're going to change people's lives. And I hope that that people understand that. It was just so refreshing to hear because I'm excited that, you know, listening to her testimonial and what she shared with us and what she's been able to do, not only for herself, but for her family, you know, because of Ambit. And that testimony was really, really powerful. And then Matt Lanfranc talked and shared with us how he was introduced to the business, did a great testimonial. And sharing with us, you know, his thoughts about the business and how his direct sponsor, you know, talked to him about it and got him in the business. And then, you know, we had the incomparable national consultant, Ceci and Carlos Marin, talking to us about, you know, leadership mindset for, you know, that SC to become an EC, which is so powerful. Kirk Coran shared with us, you know, the importance of team building. And then, you know, the centerfold of our business, executive consultant Jay Emba, the man who I'm jealous of because he has just incredible hair, and I just wish I had the hair that he does. He talked to us about edification and etiquette, but it was really, really powerful what he shared with us, you know, with regards to it. Because sometimes, you know, you just don't think about it, but it really, really meant a lot. Daryl obviously talked a little bit. I'll kind of come back to him. But then one of the powerful testimonies also was from executive consultants Jay and Teresa Sanborn. I mean, they really hit it home. I mean, they were phenomenal on just sharing, you know, how powerful. And I think what you know, was really important that I took away from their testimony was the authenticity. I mean, it was just so heartfelt, you know, how Ambit has completely impacted and changed their life. And it really, really was a fantastic testimony to listen to. And then, of course, my brethren there, executive consultant Jeff Rollins, he shared with us about developing leadership skills. I had the opportunity to talk a little bit about becoming your own CEO, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. And then we had, you know, our ambassadors, you know, Brian, Steve, and Philip answer some great questions. And Brian closed us out with a great motivation. And one of the things that he said that I thought was really, really impactful was, you know, change is going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it, right? Change is going to happen. The question is whether or not you're going to go along with that, and you're going to be able to, you know, take that and understand that with change happening, you know, you just have to be able to go with it and go with the flow and make a decision. And I think that's kind of some of the things that, you know, you and I are going to talk about this evening, Tracy, you know, with regards to some of the different, you know, laws associated with John Maxwell and just in our how they are applicable with our business. But what I really wanted to talk about was, you know, first and foremost, something that really hit home for me, and I think is really important to kind of set us off on the path today. You know, Joey Carter used to say something, and it was great. Joey was one of our first investors in Ambit, and he always said potential, the word potential. And, you know, so I remember one day as I was thinking about it, and my mentor also talks about it, because we all have potential. The question is whether or not we utilize it to our fullest, right? And whether or not we grow ourselves to be our fullest, you know, in potential. But I actually looked it up because I wanted to understand a little bit more about the word. And so, you know, it means the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. And that's really what we are all trying to do. We're all trying to develop and become something better in the future. You know, I always say in our trainings, we always talk about becoming the best version of you. That's one of my key focuses that I think everybody really should, you know, kind of hone in on is don't hold yourself up to somebody else. Try and become the best version of you. And, you know, I've always felt this way is that, you know, there's a great quote that, you know, you have to know who you are to grow to your potential, but you have to grow in order to know who you are. And I think that really hits home with regards to that, because it's so important to have this mindset and this understanding, this positive mindset and this positive understanding of who we are, but how can we, you know, kind of share our light and how can we spread our positivity to other people. And so what I wanted to first talk about was one of the things I talked about yesterday, which was the ABCs of a positive mindset. And so it's a real simple fundamental. It was taught to me by my mentor, and it was a valuable lesson. And I kind of teach it to my kids, and I hope I share it with everybody as well, because it really is something so simple, but it's something that we all can control. And it starts out with A, which is attitude. We all control our attitude from the moment we wake up until the moment we go to sleep. And the question on whether or not we have a good day or a bad day is really predicated on how we perceive things and what our attitude is. You know, I'm a firm believer that you can make or break your day based off of just how your attitude is and how you feel. And, you know, especially in conjunction with what we're doing here, you know, with our business, you know, I'm always so grateful for what Amit has done for me. I'm so grateful that I get to share with so many people and work with so many people about, you know, this business and what this business can do for them, and as just like what it's done for me. And so I think it's important that we all understand the power of having that positive attitude. And then it goes into, you know, B, which is belief. And belief not only in ourselves, but belief in what we've decided to do, belief in the company, belief in corporate and district corporate, and how they've just rallied around us and what they're continuing to do to help us grow, not only to grow our businesses, but to help us to be able to fight through some of these rough times that we're going through. You know, I said something yesterday that in the training that I truly believed in, and I think people don't really know this. I know Brian talked a little bit about it, and Steve did also yesterday as well. Brian McClure and Steve Thompson, our ambassadors. And you know, it's one of those things that I said that I think some people may have been caught off guard with, but, you know, you have to believe in Ambit. You have to believe in Vistra and what they're going to do for us. But, you know, what really kind of sunk in and really made me believe even more was, you know, the fact that I thought about this, you know, going through the transition, going through all the things that have occurred with the purchase. And you know, what just happened down here in Texas was, to me, something that really made me think again about how lucky we are to be a part of the Vistra family. Because, you know, when the pandemic first hit, you know, obviously that was one of the big things. It made me reassess and look at some of the different things. And I said, boy, we are so fortunate. We are so blessed that we are a part of this. You know, at first I got to be honest, I was a little nervous about it, just like everybody else, I'm sure. And anybody that says they weren't, I think they're lying to you. So I'll never do that. I'll always tell you the truth. And, you know, for me, you know, I was always thinking about that. And I said, wow, you know, first it started in 2020 with, you know, the pandemic. And then this past February with what happened down here in Texas and the freeze and the people that were impacted by that and the financial impact that occurred. And it just solidified my belief in what we are so and why we are so lucky to be a part of the Vistra family. And so I hope everybody on this call understands that. I want you to think about how positive that is, that because we are a part of the Vistra family, because we're a part of a publicly traded company that is a multi-billion dollar company, and leadership that we have from Scott Hudson and Sidney Seeger and the corporate officers over at Vistra. I mean, that's what really makes me believe even more about how bright our future is. And then it comes down to commitment. And it comes down to C, which is commitment. I mean, we got to do something every day. You know, Joey Carter used to always say, there's nothing worse than wasted potential. I talked about potential in the beginning, but your commitment will also allow you to reach your potential. If you commit to this business, if you go out there every day and try and make a difference, not only in your life, but in the lives of others, you can have not only a successful business, but you can have the things that you've dreamt of, your why, what it is that you want to achieve. But really what that kind of brings me to is that look at yourself, right? And understanding a little bit more about yourself. And so Tracy, what I'd love to get from you is kind of, because it reminds me of the law of the mirror. And so I'd love for you to kind of share with us a little bit on your thoughts of the law of the mirror.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Frank. And we loved hearing what all was said. And guys, if you don't know, when Frank sits in seminars with people, even face to face, I've seen him take notes on every speaker because he wants to remember it. So he really does this, not just yesterday, but he does that all the time. But great words of wisdom from everybody, Frank, from yesterday. But it does remind me, you know, of the law of the mirror. And I think one of the things that people forget, and I love what you said about the lady that said Ambit ruined her plans, because I feel the same way, because Ambit came to me at a time of crisis when I didn't have a job and I, you know, laid prostrate on the floor saying, God, what do you want me to do? And here was Ambit, and it turned my whole life around. I didn't know that in the beginning, but it certainly put me on a different path. And I know that was God directed. But first, in order to do that business, I had to be in that law of the mirror, because see, I had to know my self-worth. And guys, I think that you have to know that you can do this business, but you have to know your self-worth. You see, we always talk about this being a relationship built business, and we do. We have to build relationships. We have to build teams, but you cannot do that unless you understand your worth and determine your self-worth. You know, we all have doubts about our maybe our personalities, the way that we look, if we can or can't do something. But look, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, poor vision or a cloudy mirror can affect our potential in ourselves. Guys, that's powerful right there, because you see, our drive is within ourself. You've got to have that drive internally. You may get on these calls and on these trainings and be motivated by other people, but guys, they're not you. I've always said, if you've heard me do trainings at all, I will say, look, I am not Frank Schmeling. I am not another leader. I want to be the best Tracy Tidwell in this business that I can be. And so you've got to stop doubting yourself and know what the Bible says. The Bible says we are created in the image of God, and each person is of great worth and of value. So if you don't know that, one of the things that you can do is stick up on the mirror right where you get dressed every morning. I am worthy. I am worthy of a successful business. I think some of you don't believe that you can be having a successful business, that maybe you're not worthy of that. Other people might be worthy of that, but you're not. Guys, you are. And you've got to stop comparing yourself to others. You see, our drive has to be within ourselves, not by motivation of others, but by loving ourselves and knowing our business and how to do it. And then having that positive attitude is so important. Because you can't be going around moping around saying, I don't know if this business is going to work, or I don't know if what they're telling me is true, or, well, I don't know if I can do what they're, you know, training me to do. That attitude is never going to get you anywhere. I have seen cancer patients have 4 different types of cancer and been some of the happiest people that I've ever been around. So we in this business, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that we're always happy, but if you don't project that positive attitude, just like Frank said, this business is an awesome business, and we're with a company that is amazing, and you've got to have that attitude, and you've got to, what I call, share the light with people, because you see, if you have that kind of positive attitude, they are going to want what you have. I have people tell me over and over and over, I don't know what's different about you, but something is different. And it's the light that shines. I may not know how to do everything. I've learned a lot in my 9 years, but I may not know how to do everything, but I have the light that I want to portray to other people that this business can be a solution to their problem. It's almost like being a former educator, I had to throw books in here. The Little Engine That Could. I think everybody knows that book. And The Little Engine That Could, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. It went from I think I can, I think I can, I know I can, I know I can, I can do this business. You see, some of you are stuck in a pit saying, I don't know everything about this business, and I have to know everything about this business to be successful. Well, you don't, because I didn't. I was hair on fire because I didn't have a job. And desperation will do amazing things for your income, let me just say. But because I didn't have money and I needed money, I was ignorance on fire, as it were. And I'm so glad that I work with Frank now, and he's trained me with integrity to do the right thing. But you've got to be that little engine that can. I can, I can, I can, I think I can, I know I can, I can, I can. Put that up on your mirror, because you see, it's got to start with you. You've got to love yourself in order to draw people to you, and they're going to have to want what you have. They've got to see something different about you, whether it's a lifestyle, whether it's just an attitude about life. They've got to be drawn to you, and that's got to come from you internally. But Frank, that also reminds me of, you know, kind of going into the law of the trade-off, because I think a lot of people want change in their life, but yet they don't want to make sacrifices to move forward in life and actually building a business that can change their life. So what are you guys, you know, going to give up? what are you going to be willing to give up? Is it willing to stop watching TV for 30 minutes or an hour a day? Or willing to maybe go into your office and lock the door and maybe tell your family, look, after dinner, I'm going to take, 30 minutes away from family time to build our future. So that kind of reminds me of that, Frank, going into that law of the trade-off. What do you think about the law of the trade-off?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things I want to say, and, before we move on to, talk about the law of the trade-off, though, is something associated with the law of the mirror. And John talks about it. It's a quote that I think is so true, because this is the self-doubt, I guess, that we have in ourselves. And so and he says that people are never able to outperform their self-image. Think about that for a second. People are never able to outperform their self-image. So that just shows you how valuable the way you think about yourself. You just have to put that positivity out there. And so, but you're right. I mean, the law of trade-off is absolutely, yesterday Brian was talking about how when we first started this business, about how Steve would spend so many hours traveling and trading. He traded off his time, with regards to, when we first started this business, going from, South Texas up to New York, going to Illinois, going to all over. And for, I think he said 24 to 36 months, if I'm not mistaken, Steve was always on the road, right? So that was a trade-off. He made a decision, and he said that, Steve also had a very successful insurance company at the time. You have to understand that there's going to be something that you have to give up in order to go up. And that's sometimes the hardest thing, because, we like our Grey's Anatomy, or we like watching, March Madness basketball, or, whatever it is that you have to give up. You may have to give up, and here's one of the things, you may have to give up some time with family today, so that you can spend all the time you want with them tomorrow. And, that's harder said than done for a lot of folks, And so, it's important for people to realize that, while anything worthwhile is going to have a cost, and that cost is what you have to understand is what you have to pay in order to reap the rewards. Steve worked all those hours, as well as so many other leaders that went out there and were helped building this business and growing and going out and training and doing all the things that are required in order to be able to help people. But I think one of the greatest things about it is the fact that everybody is looking to help each other, to help each other rise, to help each other reach their fullest potential. But there's something in the law of trade-off that's when you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'll say that again, because I think that's so powerful. When you want something you've never had, you have to do something you have never done. And that requires trade-off. That requires a concerted effort, a conscious thought process of making the decision, hey, you know what? I'm going to give up something now because it's going to pay dividends in the future. And that's what's going to allow you to take control of your future. Listen, going to the meetings, having Zoom calls, going on conference calls, sometimes, there may be something that you think may be better for you, and I struggle with it myself too sometimes, where I'm like, but I realize that if I really want to build this business, if I really want to be able to control my time, if I really want to become financially free, I have to just suck it up and be a big boy and say, no, that's got to wait, because I could tape that, or I can do something else with that to be able to make sure that I can help other people. I use that word hope all the time, which is helping other people every day. And that's how you grow your business. So sure, there's a trade-off. I mean, when I was CEO of my business, I can remember, being the first one in and the last one out. And, I always said, oh my gosh, if this is what owning a business is all about, this is not exactly excitement for me, because I was missing my kids grow up. I was missing my boys grow up. And now they're all grown and in college. And I'm so thankful for what the opportunity has given me, is because sure, while they were younger, I was trading time. I was trading that time because, I would go to business presentations. I would travel and go and do some of the things and drive 90 minutes with our former chief marketing officer and have nobody show up at the meeting, and go through those trials and tribulations, because you have to have a little bit of pain in order for the successes to come. And now being able to reap the benefit and the rewards of all that time in the beginning where you gave up a little bit, where now it allows me to be able to spend time. And again, listening to testimonials yesterday and listening to testimonials of all the people in Ambit who have given up something so that they can go out there and make a difference in people's lives, kind of makes me think about, you know, the importance of really helping other people every day and contributing to their lives. I know, Tracy, we try and do that on our Monday night calls in the Power of Three, and we try and add value to people. And I love how Vistra always talks about adding value, because that's really what we're all about, is trying to add value in relationships and add value to our customers, but most importantly, add value to our business partners so that we can help them reach their fullest potential. What's your thoughts on contributing and making sure that we all work together to help each other?
You know, and we've got to be building teams. We've got to be building relationships. And I think one of the hardest things for people to understand is we've got to be getting into each other's lives. I think some people are scared to learn about their new team members or even learn about prospects. And I know that you've been with me on several occasions where I've spoken to a prospect when we've been together for meetings or whatever. And over, I hear people tell me, you know, I don't know why I'm telling you this story, but, or even in one case, I think we were eating breakfast one morning going to a training, and I picked you up at the airport. We were headed to a training, and we sat down, and you said, "Now, Tracy, I just want to eat my breakfast," you know, and so I let him kind of finish. And then there was a lady that was waiting on us, and she was great. She was just awesome. And I always want to talk to people that have great customer service skills like that. So I did kind of acknowledge, you know, Frank after he ate. And then as I began to talk to her, though, I was building a relationship while she kept coming to our table. And finally, I asked her, I said, you know, "How long have you been doing this business? And what is your family? Or, you know, what else are you do?" And she told me all these things that were happening in her life. And I just said, "Would you be interested in seeing something that we do that might could help with what you need?" And she pulled up a chair and she sat down, and Frank just looked at me like, "Oh, here we go," you know. But guys, we've got to be involved in people's lives. And I think we're too scared to ask them questions, or, oh, they might think, you know, that I'm being too nosy about their life. But especially when you're building a team or trying to change somebody's lives, we've got to get to know our people. One of the things that I do when I build my team is I want to get to know their why, and not just, you know, to make money. I want to know how much money you want to make, short term and long term. What do you need? If you need to pay off a bill, which bill do you need to pay off, and how much is it? Because you see, the more that I know about their why, the more that I can go back and remind them as we are building a team, when they fade out a little bit, as people will, it's going to happen. It happens to us too, guys. So don't think that you're alone and all of a sudden somebody disappearing off the face of the planet in your ambit business. But I want to go back to that person and say, is this still why you started this business, and is this still a need in your family? Because when I can repeat back what they've told me, because I've gotten to know that team member, now all of a sudden, oh, well, Tracy's really, you know, wants me to work this business and is willing to help. And I think we need to make sure that we know our team members, we know their why, we get into their lives, we start to understand their families. Don't be scared. Look, God put us here for a purpose on life, and that is building relationships and share the love. So we've got to be doing that. So don't be scared, but I want to also caution you as well, because you can try to drag a dead horse to water and make him drink, and it ain't happening. And some of you go back to the same person over and over as a prospect and say, "If only they would get an ambit, they would be awesome." Well, look, some of the people that I said that about early on fell flat on their face. And then the other ones that I thought, I don't even know if I want them in my business, were some of my faster movers and shakers. So don't ever judge a book by its cover, because you never know. But stop dragging that dead horse and trying to make him drink because you want it for him. You see, that person on your team has to know that you care about them and you want success for them, but they have to have that mirror image of themselves that they want it and that they know that they can and they know that they deserve it. So building teams means building relationships, but you spend time where you're going to help the most amount of people. Stop going back to the same person over and over. Be a river, not a reservoir. You know, as you're building teams, be a river that you're helping people flow through their AMBIT journey and not just a reservoir where you take them to all these trainings and you never apply them or you never have team building activities. I think one of the biggest things that we miss out are team building activities among yourselves. You'll take them to big trainings and even Zooms or whatnot now. But what about the small things that you can do to build the camaraderie in your team? I know that I started what I call the SAT teams, the Select AMBIT teams. And the reason I use Select AMBIT teams is because in Texas, when we are playing any kind of select ball, whether it's baseball, basketball, it doesn't matter, select teams, man, the parents want those kids on the select team. And so I started a Select AMBIT team. So each and every month, I would look at my movers and shakers, the people that I wanted to really challenge to get to the next level. I would do little things in the month. I would call them to my house, and I'd tell them if they weren't here at a certain time, the doors were going to be locked at 7 o'clock on the dot. They couldn't be late. That prevented late people and me having to start over because I don't like to start over with trainings. And we would do a short little session, and then we would have contests among scavenger hunts, even among, and you may not be able to do that now, but among our community and just in prospecting and doing different things. And if they did certain things during the month, we all had great team parties at the end of the month. We might take them to the escape room or to a nice restaurant out somewhere, but that built camaraderie, and it also made people realize that they had a team that was cheering them on. I'll be your biggest cheerleader as long as you want it for yourself. So I think that goes right along, Frank, with, you know, what that means is to just go after the contribution and how you can contribute to your team and how they can contribute to others.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's interesting you said it because yesterday, National Consultant Kirk Horan talked about, you know, how he has different parties and get-togethers. And even if it's just a small group, you know, just building that relationship, building that camaraderie, you know, really has made a dramatic difference in his growth and his team because the fact that, hey, they get to know each other. They get to learn about each other. And they really become this tight knit. And, you know, I can always say that whenever you see that at whether we have live events or whether we have ambition or whatever, you know, but the teams that have the most people there are the ones that have the most success. And, you know, so when he was talking about that, you know, it was just really, really kind of resonated with exactly what you were saying. I want to share a quote, though, real quick, you know, with regards to this by Robert Louis Stevenson. And it says, "I consider the success of my day based on the seeds I sow, not the harvest I reap." I'll say that again because that really is a powerful quote. "I consider the success of my day based on the seeds I sow, not the harvest I reap." That's what our goal is. Our goal is to pour into others so that we can help others and so that we can help others grow. And if we build those teams, that's how we can do it. You know, it reminds me, you know, from just thinking about this and going through this, you know, we've talked a little bit about how we can help others, but we also have to have a direction. We also have to have a place of where we're going. You know, when I first started this business, the reason why I decided to say yes was because our CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr., you know, and what made me really believe in this was two things. Number one, his success rate, and obviously you can look at somebody's success rate or even their failure rate, you know, and not in a negative, but people learn from failure. You know, I think so many people are afraid of failure, but, you know, there's going to be changes, there's going to be things happen. But, you know, I said yes to this business because knowing that Jerry's a very successful entrepreneur, you know, and so he had this law of navigation. He knew exactly where he was going to take this. But really what sealed the deal for me was when I was in a meeting with our former chief marketing officer, Chris Campos, and Chris had talked about his success over at Excel and the direction that they were taking it. And, you know, he shared something with me that I always say, and I say this, I think, every time I get the opportunity, is that he had said to me, "I promise that you are going to see lives change from this opportunity." And what it really reminds me of is the law of navigation, is charting that course and knowing where you want to go. You know, John Maxwell says that anyone can steer a ship, but it takes a leader to chart the course. And so what I'd like to share with you is something I did in the training yesterday as well, and it's something that we utilize in the Power of Three, and it's called the KFC principle. And it was taught to me by my mentor, a gentleman who's super, super successful, a former CEO and chairman of the board of a Fortune 100 company. I used to work for him many, many years ago, and I had the opportunity to have him as a mentor for many, many years. And so the KFC principle, people that are in the Power of Three are familiar with it, but it really breaks down to some simple things. And so the K is to know where you want to go. So if you're a marketing consultant, your goal is to go to regional consultant. Right. If you're a regional, you want to go to senior. If you're a senior, you want to go to executive. If you're executive, you want to go to national. And, you know, so know where you want to go. Try and figure it in your mind. Have a clear thought process of where you want to go. That's the K. The F is to find out where you are today. To find out and have a true talk with yourself and understanding of where you are today and how things are in your business today. And then C is to change what you're doing today. To get you to where you want to go. So the KFC principle is universal. You can use it in so many different aspects of not only your ambit business, but just in general things of, you know, by charting that course, by that lore of navigation, of understanding where you want to go and being that leader to take you there. You know, in our Power of Three, in one of my, one of our logos, we have a lighthouse. And the reason why we have a lighthouse is because we want to lead you along your journey. We want the concept behind it is we want to lead you. We want to put the light out there so that you have a pathway to being successful. And the law of navigation is so important in our business. But you have to have that focal point and understand where you want to take you, where you want to take your business, where you want to take your team so that you can grow together, so everybody can grow together. You know, Tracy, I know that you have a doctorate in Christian education and theology. And so I'd love to hear a little bit more about how you view the law of navigation and the importance of having, you know, maybe that moral compass to take you through your path.
Well, and I think that, thank you, Frank. I think that's so important because, you know, we always talk about in ambit, never expand, you know, never embellish anything, never over exaggerate in this business. And I think some people have a tendency to want to do that. Oh, well, I can make you, you know, millions of dollars and whatever. And that moral compass has to be there. Guys, everything that we do has to be on point with number one, you know, our rules and regulations with Vistra, but number two, your moral compass. And if you're a believer, you know, in Isaiah, it says, learn to do good. And truly, we have to learn that because we're all sinners saved by grace, but we have to learn to be honest and with integrity. People will respect that. Not only that, you know, I think it's in Corinthians 3, it says, you know, whatever you do, do work for the Lord, not man. You see, you may know if you're embellishing or not being honest or going behind somebody's back and even in gossiping and things like that. Guys, we've got to be on that road where we keep our moral compass right on the up and up. We've got to make sure that we are doing this business of integrity. And one of the things that I do to keep myself and others on point, because sometimes in times of crisis and change and things like that, just when Vistra, you know, bought us out, the first thing I did, I was talking to Frank, actually had flown in back from New York and on the phone with him, and he said, pull over. And I said, I need to ask you something. When he told me, I said, I need to ask you something. Are we in jeopardy? I think we all have those periods, you know, of doubts. But then the phone started blowing up with gossip. And when change happens, sometimes that happens too. One of the things that I will always direct somebody to when they're talking to me, if they call about anything that's not related to their why or my why, I have a picture. I know what God has placed me in ambit to do. I know now that He took me out of education to allow me to be around thousands more people than I ever could at the school that I was as an administrator. And He's put me in places and ability to travel or do kind of what I want. So that's important to me. And I do run ladies ministries now all over. We started with Texas, but again, God grew that. And now we do several around the country, which is pretty cool. If you want to know information, I'll tell you that later. But again, when we're not focusing on our why, I know now that I believe that God has set me on a path to be out in the country to own my own retreat center. And I bought some land about a year and a half ago. out in Brenham with that in mind, and now I'm looking to build a farmhouse and a barn dominium so I own my own. I know how much my land costs, and I know how much my little farmhouse or whatever and my barn dough will cost me altogether to build. So I have that picture on my computer, and I know how much money that takes, so I have that amount of money right there by the picture. And then I have all these arrows coming from the bottom and from the top down to these pictures. Because anything that I talk about with Ambit, I want to make sure that whatever I'm talking about is related to that, my why. And I teach my team to do the same thing, to have their goal in mind. And as they're talking to me, they're talking money, but that money is going to go to that goal. That way it keeps us on track. It doesn't allow gossip and backstabbing and other stuff that might come up. It doesn't allow that. And so when people call me and start talking about other things that aren't related to my why or their why, I will tell them this is not related to my why or yours. So when you want to call me back and talk about what your why is and how we can effectively meet your why, then let's talk. You see, we got to be able to be bold and courageous, because this is my future. This is what God placed in my path. And so as a Christian, as a believer, and as a studier of the word, I've got to be on point. I can't be talking about others. I can't be gossiping. I can't be doing the phone chains, you know, around, is this business going to work, or, you know, anything like that. Did you hear about? We've got to stop and think about whatever we talk to our teams with. Again, it has to go back to that positive attitude. It has to be biblically on point. It has to be along with the rules of Vistra. And when we do that, we will find that we're more successful in building our business all the way around, because that law of navigation, we're going to see the road ahead. We're going to use our experiences that we have from the past and move on with the vision that we know that God has placed us on this path. So it goes right along with our name, Franco Vistra, you know, vision and tradition. We learn from the past. We learn from maybe the mistakes that we've made in the past, and we move on with a new vision daily. And I think that that's so important. So guys, it doesn't matter what you've done in the past with Ambit, whether you've gotten on every training and every phone call you could possibly imagine and never done anything in your business, or you're just getting started, or you're brand new, you've got a vision for your future, or you need to get one and move past that and move on and start taking action. One of the things that when Frank introduced me to the KSC, and this is one of the reasons, guys, we work so well together, because Frank had all this knowledge in his head, but as an educator, I kind of put everything to paper. And so I developed something for my team, and he was telling me about the KSC in relationship to you know, new people coming on board. But I have used this over and over and over and over again, the KSC plan, with people that have kind of backslidden, slidden off the map, gone into hiding or whatever. And again, I'll challenge them, like, if you want to sit down with me for 30 minutes and start over, I've got something that I think would help you get your business back on track, and it's the KSC. Because if they're really honest with finding out where they are right now, and then setting those goals to know where they want to be, the short term and the long term. And I believe in setting goals higher above the standard. Now, I'm not talking about unreasonable. Some people come in here and say, oh, I want to make $1 million. Well, great. But we've got to be reasonable. But when we underestimate ourselves, we are not productive. When I used to see my special ed teachers, it was so unique to see, because I was in gifted education for a long time before I moved up into administration, and the gifted kids could reach those higher levels. But I started teaching the special ed teachers to start reaching for the stars with those special ed kids. And do you know that those special ed kids, because they were taught at a higher level and challenged more, guess what? They increase more faster than in a regular classroom with less expectation. Oh, well, they can't do that. So when you start to use those, think of your team and moving forward, but keep the main thing the main thing, moving forward with integrity, doing business with vision. That's what we've got to maintain in this business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I think I'll do a quick recap, because I want to make sure we tie this all together so everybody knows, and thank everybody for jumping on the call with us tonight. But, you know, we started out talking about having, you know, the ABCs, the attitude, the belief, and the commitment to this business, about taking the look in the mirror to really understanding what your self-worth is, and believing in yourself, and eliminating negative self-talk so that you can go out there and that you can help people, understanding that there's going to be a trade-off. You're going to have to give up something to go up and to grow up and to have that growth that's going to allow us all to succeed. And the best way of doing that is helping other people every day and making sure that we have a direction, that we have that target of what we want. And if we put that all together, it allows us to be able to be successful so that we can all reach our potential. Because that's the most important thing that we want, is to reach our fullest potential and take as many people along with us on the ride. And so, Tracy, I just can't thank you enough for jumping on tonight's call. I want to thank everybody else for jumping on this evening, and appreciate you spending 45 minutes or a little bit longer with Tracy and I. And so thank you so much. Tracy, I'll let you say your last closing thoughts, and then if you want to open up the lines for people and stop the recording. So thank you so much.
Yes, I certainly will. And Frankie, thank you so much for your knowledge and for being my mentor. And just to let you guys know, every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Central, we do a live Zoom that we do our training on Power of Three. We'd love to have you join. If you look for hashtag Power of Three and you spell all of those words out, you can find our group. Just ask to join. We have some questions that we'll ask you, answer those, and you can be a part of that. We'll help anybody, anytime, any place that wants to move forward, no matter what a team affiliation. So, Frank, thank you for allowing me to help co-host tonight. You did an awesome job, and I'll open up the lines. Guys, everybody, go kick butt with Ambit this week. God bless.
Have a great week, everybody.